You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Are you feeling good on that?
Vegas!
This is the Rich Eisen Show,
live from Las Vegas, home of Super Bowl 58. Earlier on the show, Broncos head coach Sean Payton, comedian and actor Sebastian Maniscalco. Coming up, Super Bowl champions Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman, comedians Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura, 8-time Entertainer of the Year Kenny Chesney, NFL on Fox analyst Greg Olson, ESPN broadcasting legend Chris Berman. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show, and our final day of our Vegas residency and the big game week is on the air, and I'm back here on the Rich Eisen Show live from Las Vegas at the TurboTax Studio. Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski are making their way to the set as I intro this second hour of this program. And then when they get up, Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura are going to sit down together. And then when they get up, Kenny Chesney sitting down. In other words, this hour, gentlemen, probably will last about 5 seconds. It's going to go really fast.
Yeah.
Sebastian Maniscalco and Sean Payton kicked off our first hour right here on the program. Super Bowl 58, by the way, can be heard perhaps on this Westwood One radio affiliate. You're listening to us right now. It's streaming for free, however, also sponsored by AutoZone. On Super Bowl Sunday, you can hear every minute of Westwood One's broadcast live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. Get in the zone with AutoZone. The free Fix Finder service can help you find a fix for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. And if it's entirely possible, as Gronk and Edelman are making their way here, if you're perhaps making your way to Vegas and you want to see the game and you're looking to buy a ticket to the big game, use our Game Time friends to get the fast and easy way to buy that ticket for an event near you or for the big game, and you can get $100 off when you buy a big game ticket with code Vegas100. We tell you about Game Time all the time. It sponsors Overreaction Monday, our pod, and What the Football with Susie and Amy as well. It's the ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase with all-in pricing and also with views from your seat. Takes the guesswork straight out of buying tickets with Game Time. Right now, all Game Time users can get $100 off a big game ticket with code Vegas100. Restrictions do apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Just download the Game Time app and use code VEGAS100 for $100 off a big game ticket, or if you're not going to the game, use code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. 844-204, which would normally be the number to dial here on the program. Yeah. What's going on over there? What are you guys talking about?
Not a whole lot, Rich. How was Honors last night?
Yeah, man.
Honors was spectacular. It was just a lot of fun. Yeah. It was out at Resorts World. It was new for various reasons. Mm-hmm. One, because, again, it's in Vegas. So, say, Penn and Teller can put Roger Goodell in a glass booth and have him be part of a magic trick that leads to Barry Sanders appearing in the glass booth. That happened. I'll be straight up with you. Didn't know this was going to happen. Was kind of a surprise to me. Prince Harry giving away the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Didn't see that coming. Didn't see it one coming. He did. It was the first time an acceptance speech for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award started with Prince Friggin' Harry, which is what Cam Hayward said.
Rich, you know who else had no idea? Cam Hayward, because at an after party I was at, I was standing next to him.
Which after party was it?
Well, Chris and I, tell him about it. Chris, we went to the New Heights party, the Kelce Brothers podcast. Yeah. We went there, and it was amazing. And I just so happened to be standing next to Chris Long and Cam Hayward. And Chris is like, congrats. And Cam's like, I had no idea. I even know. So it was a good night.
He was pretty shocked.
I also had no idea we're going to flip-flop our guests this hour. Are they coming out right now? Bring them out right now. If
Let's
they're here,
do it.
Bring them out. Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura are here.
Okay.
Gronk and Edelman are still making their way to the set.
They were also at the party last night.
So is that right? Which party was this?
The New Heights party. Yeah.
Did Travis show up or
Travis
did not show
not.
Up?
Did not. Jason was there and Mama Kelsey was there. Yeah. You know, it was a good night.
Okay.
We dropped your name a lot, but don't worry. We know how to act in public. We represented for you and
I believe Bert just arrived. There he comes.
Talent arriving. Oh,
is that what he's saying?
Talent arriving.
It's also funny last night that we had I along with Tony Gonzalez presented the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and what they'll have you do is they'll have you read through a script in the back into a microphone when you're behind and backstage, and so they can hear you read the script first and you read through the script before you get out there.
Makes
so
sense.
It's you go run through.
Sure.
And it's at that point in time that I learned who was in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Hey! Oh,
come on out here. Bert Kreischer, everybody. Good to see you. You sit whatever you wish to. Sit wherever you wish.
Have you ever met Tom Segura, have you?
No, I have not.
Oh, this is a love making. This is a Raya moment.
gentlemen, last night.
Rich, I'm a little drunk. I'm sorry.
Are you really still?
I am. No, just started.
Okay, sounds good.
The boys said last night, if I bring the vodka, we're passing around, we're all drinking.
I mean, we did make that.
We did honestly say
Tom,
that.
Tom, can you tell
you guys
what
didn't give me
we
that
have?
Heads up.
We like to surprise you.
I forgot.
Bit.
Honestly, right. We drank
Rich,
a lot.
Rich, this is our vodka. It's just launching now.
Is so that
you're
right?
One of the first few people to put your sweet lips to the bottle.
I'm in.
Like
oh, like
in.
We're just gonna go straight up.
Well, you can do however you want. You can put it in a glass. You can
straight to the face. Wait. Should we do a shot? I brought cups.
I got a cup.
There's cups.
Oh, you brought a cup. I'm a vodka guy.
We need cups.
Yes.
I got a cup ready.
I think you didn't know your staff was drunks too.
I didn't know. No, I didn't.
We were out
I'm
late
learning
last
a lot
night.
Right now. The Super Bowl experience, I don't believe it. You brought your own shot glasses? Is that what you're saying?
Wait, we might have some with us. I don't know.
I don't know. Hold on, man.
You're not supposed to whistle at people. Oh, yeah.
Here we go. They're giving you other beverages. Here we go. Okay, there you go. Those paper cups.
Yeah, okay. And those are our cups, too.
Okay.
I'm going to walk around and make drinks. I'd love you to meet Tom Segura. Okay. Big football fan. Big football fan.
Dude.
Big sports guy. Guys, I'm going to make drinks. I want you guys to get to know each other.
Ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you.
So Bert's going to pour while Tom and I will have a nice conversation.
Yeah, it's very nice to meet you.
You too.
I've been watching you for years.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks for taking care of my guy.
Your bear?
My bear.
Okay.
This dude. This is just starting.
Which is what? The vodka thing or the drinking?
Both. Him. He's been going already for a couple hours.
I thought he got off the sauce for a while as he's dropping
he
the weight, right?
I lost 45 pounds.
You look great, man.
You look amazing.
All right. Osos.
Porosos.
Porosos. Okay.
Porosos. Yes.
Two bears.
Two bears. That's four
One
bears.
One bottle?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Tommy.
Here
Thank
we go.
Thank you so much. Bert.
Salute. Salute. Cheers to us.
To life.
Salute.
And here's to you. Great to meet you,
cheers.
Tom.
Oh, nice to meet you, too.
I'll just cheers you from cheers. Far. Here
I
we go.
You.
All right. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, that's a good vodka right there. Whoa.
Wow.
Woo.
Woo. That goes down.
I just swallowed my Zin.
Wow.
That's not good. Can you swallow those things?
Yeah, you'd be all right.
Woo. Well, then.
I'm going to make a little mixer.
How you guys doing?
Amazing,
We're
buddy.
Great.
Amazing, buddy. Amazing. We're having a day.
Well, I've seen you guys playing blackjack all week.
That was
you know, with
so
with
fun.
The boys, and Jason Kelsey, right?
Kelsey killed it.
Did he really?
He didn't know how much. You know, when someone's like, I don't know, how much did I win, and then they count it out, and he's like, Wait, what?
Are you serious?
Yeah, he had no idea.
40,000.
Yeah. What?
40,000. He didn't know it.
He didn't know.
He was down to 2,000 at one time. When we rolled up to the table, he goes, can I borrow $6,000? That's the way NFL players talk to regular people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a marker for $50,000. And I said, yeah, sure. And my wife and I got into a fight that night about it. She goes, you don't just give people $6,000. I go, baby, they're elite athletes. I'll give them whatever they want. They can have their way with me if they wanted to.
He's good for it.
He's definitely good
for so.
It. I
hope so. Tell that to Baker Mayfield's wife. Shout out to Emily.
Uh-oh.
Yo, we got to split those winnings.
He gave her a grand, too. So he's just like, he thinks it's Monopoly money. It's like, no, you still owe the money. The marker isn't like, yeah, we like you. It's a credit line.
I don't understand what a marker was.
You didn't?
No, I did not.
He's like, why does it take so long? I'm like, because they're checking with the bank.
I didn't realize they go to your bank account.
Yeah, they do.
I thought it was like, you just see it in movies. Can I get a marker? And they go, sure.
Yeah. Hey, James Bond over here is figuring it out. So.
It sounds like, you know, Albert Brooks in Lost in America. You want the nest egg back. You know what I mean?
Dude.
You know his name is Albert Einstein?
I do know that.
Isn't that great? Dude. Yeah. His brother.
Bob.
It is still funny. It still works.
Yeah, I know.
Still works.
Absolutely. Last time we saw you at a Super Bowl, you spent an insane amount of money for tickets where you did not know they were.
$120,000.
Are we doing that again this year?
No way. I learned a very valuable lesson.
Yes.
Cost me six figures. Is that it's not worth it. The game is so much better at home with your own wings. You can go to the bathroom when you want to. No one's taking pictures with you. I'll never do it again.
It's a very succinct lesson you learned.
Not worth it.
Do you know, but last night we go to dinner.
Yes, Tom.
And, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
So I invited Jonathan Feliciano for the 49ers.
Yeah.
Comes to dinner.
Okay.
And it's a abstract, weird kind of experience.
$10,000 a seat.
Stop. Whoa.
So, Andy Reid's wife was next.
You're messing up the story.
Sorry, Richard Branson.
You just
okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Pretend you didn't hear that.
So
yes. Keep going, Tom. I want to hear it.
First of all, everybody is like doing their own thing at this dinner. Bert gets up and he goes, I'm going to meet everybody in the restaurant and let them know who I am. And we're like, why? And he's just like, because they should know I'm here and I want to know if anyone important is here. And so he's walking around, just like, there's violins playing. He's like, is anyone here a millionaire? And I'm like, oh my God. So he walks to every table. And then he's like, and then for his second round, he brings second time. Yeah. He's like, come with
two laps.
So we're doing a second lap. And so I bring Jonathan and I'm like, these are like, some of them are older people who do not look, they don't recognize any of us. Yeah. They're just having a nice time and we're just disrupting it.
Now, look, these two guys
are so much money there.
And so I with Jonathan, I go, this is my friend, Jonathan. He's playing in the Super Bowl. Like, you know, and they're like, oh, and I go, yeah. And then I go, like, 49ers, bitch. And then we walk away. And this lady is, like, staring at me, like, what's that all about? And I go, that's kind of weird, that look from that lady. And then I get back, and I was like, yeah, that lady gave us a weird look. And they go, yeah, that's Tammy Reid. That's Andy Reid's wife.
You did not say that yet.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
So much hotter than he deserves.
No, then we
went. She's so hot.
We went back, and I was like, I hope the next fire is real at the hotel because forget him. I hope they go down. And she was like, no. I just hope he doesn't know how to snap the ball. She was the sweetest.
Of course.
He gave her the full Bert experience.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what?
I love your journey, your family's journey.
Your husband's an inspiration to all men.
I saw him at Players Appreciation Night Monday night. Uh-huh. I just wanted to ask him a couple questions about, does he take life coaching on? I would love to have him as a life coach.
Uh-huh.
She takes pictures with everybody, right? Everybody's like, I take a picture. And yeah, she has rings on. She's very sweet. Then I'm leaving. She's walking from the restroom back in, and she goes, oh, can you send me that can you send me that picture? Can you take my number? Can you send me that picture of Bert? And I go, what about a picture of me? She goes, send that one, too. I want a picture of Bert.
Bro, she's hot. Like, legit.
Dude, I mean, so you're saying, Tom.
Yeah.
Segura, you're saying your first two words to Tammy Reid was 49ers. And
bitch. Yeah. To the table. And it wasn't like, hey, bitch.
Okay.
I was like, 49ers, bitch. Like, you know, like, yeah.
You're able to come back from that.
I was able to recover.
That's the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, I think.
I wish death upon my friend to make up for it. Like, yeah.
Bro, I whored him out. Like the Saudis were gambling on young women. I took him over to Richard Branson's table.
Whoa.
And was like, yeah. Whoa, oh, yeah. Whoa, this whoa. Is Illuminati money, okay? Cat Williams is not lying. We're in rarefied air.
Whoa.
Brother. I walked him over. I was like, I sat at some table. I'm like, I'm Bert Kreischer, number two grossing comedian in the world. I took the shirt off, right? I do the thing. Yeah. This guy all of a sudden is a businessman, white dude haircut. And I go, thank you, with the blackest dude haircut in town. Thank you. He goes, was that vodka out of your face? Please say that's vodka. Spit it up. Throw it up. We need that. Cut that as a promo. Porosos, baby. Available in Texas, California, and Florida.
Yes, sir. Starting in March.
TJ has walked off the set. He can't handle it.
Guy legit says, yeah. So tell me about your investment plan, your venture capitalist. And I go, I'm the wrong person to talk to. I go, I actually don't know anything about my vodka, but I'm going to introduce you to my business partner. I say business partner, right? Course, I bring over Segura, yeah. And they're like, you mean Tom Segura? He's your business partner? I go, Tom knows all the things. Tom's like, we have $900 million in investments and blah, 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 blah.
And then everyone's like, can I invest? So, yeah,
it worked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
It worked.
William, what's his name?
Let's not even get him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura here. Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer go deep.
Gronk!
The big game weekend show at MGM.
Is Julian Edelman with him?
Yes. Yes.
No way.
Yeah, those two are next.
You know, they've seen Tom Brady naked. Let's get the details. Everyone, hang on, stop. They don't look at dudes in the shower the way we do. Let's just find out.
Oh, by the way, you are not wrong. Athletes are very comfortable with their own nudity.
Yeah.
At one point, I'll tell this story. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
I was at an ESPY Awards golf tournament once upon a time. And, you know, you had to change after the golf tournament into your clothes for the night. And so we were all showering, separate stalls. And I come out, and there's Chris Mullin, who I'm from Staten Island, New York. I mean, this is a St. John's.
Yeah. Yes, I know Chris Mullin.
I'm starstruck meeting Chris Mullin for the first time. He's completely naked, hands, like his arm up here, just having a conversation with me. And I couldn't, he was like Charlie Brown's teacher, like wah, wah, wah. I couldn't understand a word he was saying because I'm naked, he's naked, I'm totally uncomfortable.
Yes.
He's
yes.
just like, hey,
Chris Boland's got
going
a piece on?
On
him, I'm sure. There's no way he doesn't.
I didn't see.
You clock
Tom,
it.
You
clock a
your
thing.
No, come on. I clock
on.
Nothing.
Hold
I will go to my grave telling you that.
Is it the kind if he puts his leg up, it's still under the.
No, I couldn't tell. Tom.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. Because I was just like.
He's standing with his towel over his waist all the time. No, it's really cool meeting you. You don't have a sports show. I would love to. We should hook up one time. I'm going to hit the shower real quick.
Oh, you were so great against Villanova. You know, like, I couldn't. I don't know what the hell I was saying.
Yeah.
So,
yes. You're different.
Your new vodka right here.
Porosos.
We can do another shot if you guys want. We got to get Gronk to do a shot with us.
Tops off world tour for Bert.
Oh, don't do that. Let's get back to the fun.
All right. I don't know.
I already made my money. We just bought Rolexes. Come on. Just have fun.
I will take your card and place it over here then.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Do we get Gronk on here?
Is he coming out? Do we want to mic him up?
Get
bring him out.
Gronk over here. Have you? And Tommy's never met Gronk.
No.
I had dinner with Gronk the other night. Let me tell you something. That dude delivers. Everything you want Gronk to be, he is. That's you got to love it about a celebrity.
Yeah.
He's the perfect mixture of me and Tom. Because I talk too much. Tommy talks perfectly. I'm funnier than Tom. So, like, Gronk is the best of both worlds.
That's great.
He is awesome. I can't wait for you to meet Gronk. You better geek out.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
What's up, man?
No, do something big. Say, mention how big his hands are.
Okay.
Like, his hands are massive.
Yeah.
His feet are big. I went to dinner with him, his dad, and his dad's new wife. And they were, like, just. Is that not? Yeah, but they were just cool. His dad's like, you coming to Gronk's beach party? I said, yeah. And he goes, you wearing a Speedo? I was like, brother, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. Julian Edelman's a gangster, too.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Your lineup is sick, man. Well, who you got coming? Thanks. Who else? Kenny Chesney?
Yeah. Yeah. The end of the hour.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to stay?
Dude.
I'm not going anywhere. Are you kidding me? You know, this is our thing. This is our thing.
We just need to keep adding chairs. Is that what you're saying?
Please.
I don't know if we have any, but we'll keep going.
Yep. I'll sit crisscross applesauce on the floor.
You can come join us.
I'm going over there.
Yeah, we're keeping the party going from last night.
Yes. Yeah. Buddy, we were hammered last night with Kelsey.
Yeah. We went to Jason's thing last night.
I was so drunk, I held on to the wall. because I thought we were on a boat. I was wasted. He's talking to me about podcasting. I said, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah,
right.
Talk to Tom. He brought me over again.
Yeah. All right, here comes Julian.
Hey!
Here's Adeline.
How do you have so much juice all the time at 8 p.m.? 8 p.m. You got juice at all times, brother. I love it.
Hey, Rob.
Tom, what's up, man? How you doing? Tom, how you doing?
Great to meet you.
Yes, yes, you as well.
Are you guys working for
Barker? We're going to figure out the seating, and we'll be right back here.
Because when there's a mess, we clean it up, baby.
Chrysler Segura. They brought food.
We need some juice.
Have you met Tommy?
We just met, bro.
On the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast, co-host David Green and Rob Abasolo interview real estate investors and entrepreneurs about successes, failures, and hard-earned lessons. Joined by author Dave Meyer.
Who wrote a book?
I did write a book.
It seems like you're coming out with a book every 4 minutes.
You're one to talk. You've released 2 books this year. I've done half as many as you.
It is more about strategy than it is about just finding whatever the new buzzword happens to be.
Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning. Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather. Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Clayton Neville.
I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
All right. We're back live on the Roku channel, so let's, you guys.
Man.
Sit down. Right,
but that's Bert and Tom.
That's right.
I was hoping it was other Tom, but it was Tom Segura. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. Oh, the second best Tom.
Take a seat.
Yeah. Actually, I think you're number one.
What's up, brother? All right, so.
Second best.
Come on, now.
Yeah.
That's
This is a three shot.
Are we live?
You're up. We are live.
Great.
We're live?
We're back live.
WNBC.
Yeah. BC. So here's what we're doing. This is a scramble drill. Gronk and Edelman, good to see you guys.
We're always scrambling, that's for sure.
Fantastic. Good to see you guys here. And I'll explain why it smells so damn good around here. Tom and Bert are sitting in Brockman and TJ seats. So
we're here, sir.
Okay, very good.
Can we get Brockman and TJ back? I really don't like those guys.
By the way, Brockman is the biggest Patriot fan outside of my own family members that I know. So he'll do whatever you ask, pretty much right now.
All right.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll do
whatever.
That.
Can he give Bert a massage then? I'm asking him to give Bert a massage.
Yeah, rub me down.
Yeah. Oh.
Seriously.
Bert, I'm going to send an invoice.
I have a joke in my head that I'm not saying.
That's good.
You know the joke, right?
That's called growth.
You're not going to make it in the comedy world if you're holding back.
It's
all
called
right?
growth.
All right, so, what was the name of the Patriots owner that got the massage?
I took the chance. Yeah, you're going downhill from here.
it's Robert Kraft. It was in Florida.
Yeah. See, now, this is not good.
No, and he started it.
Just going to say that.
Rob started it.
All right, so we're live on the Roku channel. Radio audience is about to return. This is going to be lit because Kenny Chesney's joining in about 16 minutes' time. Oh, my God. That's why we're here, live from the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, Nevada. And welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. For the radio audience, we just spent the last 2 minutes sorting everything out. Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura have taken Brockman and TJ's seats. Brockman and TJ are just going to take a little selfie. Right there, and joining us now live from courtesy of Bounty and the Wingman Campaign, Super Bowl champions Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman. Good to see you guys. How are you?
We're good, Rich.
You're
it's
good?
Been a long time, man. It's been since that plane ride from Miami from Super Bowl like 4 years ago.
Yes, right. That's yes. What happens every time the Niners and Chiefs play is I guess we get together.
Yes, we get to link back up.
Now, you were flying out. You were saying, I'm doing something.
And then when my kids were watching The Masked Singer, they're like, that's Gronk. And I'm like, wait a minute, I think that might be Gronk because he was flying back from the Super Bowl. He wouldn't tell me what the hell he was doing.
Yes,
right?
Yes, that's true. We actually sat next to each other in first class. I think it was the flight took off like in the fourth quarter, didn't it?
It did.
We're smart enough to get the heck out of there and not be delayed the next day at the airport.
And we were also like, this game was over anyway, right? And then the Chiefs scored 21 unanswered in the fourth quarter and we missed it.
Yes, and ended up winning. But we were on the flight. Yeah, I was shooting over to L.A. because I had to go from the Super Bowl to L.A. to shoot The Masked Singer. And I couldn't tell you at the moment because, you know, I didn't want to ruin the surprise for everyone because I knew you were going to tweet it out that I was going to be on The Masked Singer and tell your son. But it was pretty obvious still. Even your son knew it was me the second I walked out there as the White Tiger. I mean, everyone knew it was me. It was impossible to keep it a secret. Everyone's like, who's the dude that's 6'10 in the outfit that's walking? You know, I got that little strut that everyone knows. Julian can imitate it pretty well. But
can you really?
Wait, I'm just doing math in my head. Was that 2019?
Into 2020.
Yeah, it's when Rob retired on us.
That's because I was becoming a singer, Jules. Oh, you know.
Okay. Well, in that case,
sweet. So is Tom Brady your Joe Rogan? Because that's our guy, right? Our guy Rogan is the GOAT, right? Is that like do you have secrets about Tom that you can't tell? Because we have Rogan secrets.
I'll tell a secret. The guy doesn't shower.
Whoa!
What do you mean?
He takes a shower pill.
Yeah. He doesn't shower after games or after practice. Yeah.
I mean, if you had the rich kind of shower that he has at home, I wouldn't shower in the locker room either.
He's got special water at his house as well.
Literally.
It just hits him and just makes
him
glow.
More pliable.
All right, we'll tell a Rogan secret now.
He's got his own salmon farm on his property, so he has like a river that he built. And because he studies like all this wildlife stuff, he'll jump in, catch salmon with his bare hands, tear them open, eat the eggs like with his mouth, and he's just like, this is what keeps me like at the highest level. So it's all about salmon.
Well, yeah, that was Tom without the jumping in a river or something.
Really?
And eating raw salmon to have their eggs. I gotta be honest with you, their Brady nugget far more fascinating than
having a salmon farm in your property?
Yeah. I'll be straight up with
you. Tom had chickens.
We'll
keep going secret. Rogan doesn't believe in AIDS.
Okay.
Keep going.
Well, that's not a shock either. But wait a minute. So the fact is, you guys wanted stories from them about Brady in the shower, and they're telling you they don't have it.
Buddy, yeah. I've dug that well a million times with Julian.
Yeah, we already did that on your podcast.
Because
you guys took a shower together?
Me and Tommy have identical pieces.
No,
we have identical pieces.
We had our pieces tied together by a dom and electroshocked.
Yeah. How good of friends are you guys?
Yeah, yeah. And well, some tells me you guys don't have matching
every
pieces.
Every day when I would walk in to the locker room, it'd be 7 a.m. and we'd be getting ready for work. And I would be peeing in the stall. And Gronk is like 9 feet tall. So the things that divide don't really divide Gronk because he's so tall. And I'd just be peeing there, and all of a sudden Gronk would look at me, and he goes, hey, Jules, you're looking good right now. Like, thanks, Rob. It'd be like every day like clockwork. He'd come over, Jules, whoa, what's going on over there?
You know, I kind of want
Gronk to see my piece. Just give me notes. Just give me notes.
I'll give you tons of notes.
I'll walk it over now, Gronk.
First, I won't be able to see it on
you. I got
to
tell you,
you got a big bush.
Roku, how we doing?
Careful.
I'll tell you right now. I've talked to Julian a bunch about Gronk because you know you want Gronk to be what he is.
Yes.
And brother, you deliver, man.
You are smart, intelligent, handsome,
Great at math.
Yeah, great at math.
That's the
struggling reading.
People don't realize that.
But that's okay.
He's a numbers guy. He's a numbers guy. Numbers guy.
Enthusiastic.
Funnier than the comedians.
Definitely.
Often.
Yeah.
You know what? You know your moments.
Yeah, my moments. I got my moments.
We had dinner the other night, and I texted you. I was like, this is the greatest human being I've ever been around. You know your moments the way a comedy writer knows is the moments. He steps in, says the thing, and what I love about Gronk, and Jules, tell me if this is right. When he enjoys it, he laughs. And when he laughs, his laugh is contagious. It's like when you ever grab a dog from the back of his body and lift him up, and the dog goes, whoa! It's Gronk.
That's doggy style.
Oh, God.
That was my moment. That was my moment, Bert. Thank you for setting me up.
Buddy, you are You are my favorite human being alive.
You said that about Julian when we were at dinner.
Well, yeah. I thought we were keeping secrets.
He says it a lot.
He's like, it's a laugh. I love it.
Bounty and the Wingman campaign. They brought food here. What is this that we got here?
Well, I'm from Buffalo, so I'm a big Buffalo chicken wing guy, obviously. And you can't do ranch when you're in Buffalo. You know, everyone says, oh, I like ranch more than blue cheese. But when you're in Buffalo, you can only do blue cheese. Yes. And if you order ranch when you're in Buffalo, the whole restaurant will look at you like you have three eyes. I'm telling you that right now. But every place in Buffalo has legit blue cheese, so you can't order the ranch.
Okay.
And you know you can't have wings without, or what is it, football?
No, you can't have football without wings.
Wings, and you can't have wings without Bounty.
Yes, you know, exactly.
That's teamwork. Well, see, that's not a wingman.
By the way, I have it written down here.
That's a wingman right there. He bailed me out. He got a little paper towel, wiped up that messy
up the
little
mess.
Segment there.
I'm going to clean up the mess with the quicker picker.
Well, you're wearing a lot of white. You better be careful.
He delivers, baby!
Rich, you can't bring Bert and Tom on at the same time as the Jewelster. The Edelnut and the Gronkster, all right?
Well,
you're not going to talk any football, all right? It's supposed to be a football show, but probably not
going to happen. It's a show where people are tuning in to see what is it like to be at the Super Bowl. And This is exactly what it is. Exactly. So what do you want to do with this? You want to hand it out, or what do you want to do?
Are the wings fresh?
Yeah.
The wings are fresh.
They smell fresh.
I'll take one to the face.
Yeah, absolutely. We also have a barbecue chicken wing.
All right.
Those are my two favorite. And we got some blue cheese right here as well. Oh, Bert's been on a diet, but this is the diet he's been on. He's only eating fats, protein,
wait,
meat, chicken, and fish. It's the Joe Rogan diet.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I'm not a mess. See, and when you get asked, the wingman comes through, baby.
You wipe it off. You need the Bounty.
Thank you.
Brother, I am a flat guy.
Excellent brand execution, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You know,
there we go.
I take it. I break it. I pull the wing out, and
this
I
is
suck
insane.
It down.
Hey,
Rich, would you like a wing?
Is it possible to get some Bounty paper towels over here?
Yes.
My face is on now.
Jules comes in.
Just one?
Bring the whole thing over.
No, you only need, these are so good, you only need one.
There you go.
You only need one.
Oh, man.
All right. Here we go.
Wait, what's that drink?
It's vodka.
While you're trying our paper towels, I want to try your product.
Porosos, baby.
Porosos, baby.
Take a swig from the
to the face.
Yes!
To my face. To my face. Wow. Pass the bottle around. And we're going Lisa Ann style.
Bert just made out with me. My mouth was on it first.
Made out with Gronk. Jules, to the face.
Today?
Jules.
This is
Jules.
Amazing.
Come on, Jules.
What? Ah, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rich Eisen, turn the face! Turn the face!
Where are we?
Rich, Super Bowl experience! Super Bowl!
Oh, Rich.
We just want to thank Roku for having us. All right?
Well, we're not great, because this is the last segment I'm ever doing on Roku.
He's a comedy writer. He waits for his moment, and he kills it.
Didn't think. Good thing I didn't have breakfast. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so San Francisco 49ers are doing good, eh?
Who's going to win? Who's your team?
Yeah. San Francisco. I'm a big Christian McCaffrey guy. I tried to catch him in a room one time. I think I told you about this.
Tell that story again.
For $10,000. And he was like, brother, there's dudes that get paid millions and train all year to catch me, and they can't do it. And you forget, Christian's an attainable dude, right? Like, you can grab him and feel him. When you touch a guy, I don't know. Just stop me talking.
Yeah, he's got nice shoulders.
But when you touch Gronk or Jules' stomach, those are you guys are different animals, and McCaffrey's back is impressive.
Oh, McCaffrey's
and that's
a beast.
Really why we think the Niners have the upper hand.
Hold on a second.
It's honestly hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes, though, man.
I've never done this before. You have to excuse me.
You throwing up?
What happened?
Look at the wingman! What are you doing? You're taking my job?
You're excused, Rich.
Bounty.
Edelman, you're out.
Bounty, what's going on here?
Come on now, you gotta help him out.
It's all over there. I can't have it.
I mean, it was on this side. You couldn't see it, Jules.
Wait, do you have your...
Couldn't see over. Couldn't see over.
9 feet tall.
Who are you predicting for the...
I'm going with 49ers. I think the score is going to be 31-21. And I think the 49ers, I mean, they kind of like squeaked themselves into the Super Bowl. They haven't even played a complete game in the playoffs, but they're that talented that they still got there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who are you taking? This couldn't be a surprise, me asking you this.
I mean, he's from the Bay Area. It's a surprise now, though, since the show started.
Okay. Well, Rich, since I'm an in-studio analyst, I have to take my time on these kind of answers.
Gangster!
With my betting history.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I like this.
What a way to start.
It is terrible.
Okay.
So whoever I pick, you should probably fade.
Okay. Understood.
I'm from the Bay Area.
Okay.
Big Niners fan. But it's so hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes. He's burnt me twice. I had 50 large on the Philadelphia Eagles last year.
Goodness.
And he killed me. He killed me.
Yeah,
he
but
killed
you burnt
me.
Him in the AFC Championship.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, but and the freaking Kansas City.
Take that.
2018.
Take that.
Yeah, baby.
They're not playing us, though.
So,
I'm going Niners.
Okay,
Niners.
Goes Niners.
Niners. Oh, I like that.
Who are you taking, Tom?
With all due respect to Miss Tammy Reed, who I
you defamed last night.
Who I defamed to her face unknowingly last night.
We lit her up.
And with all respect, Miss.
She had the rings on. We didn't know who she was.
Yeah, and I was like, hey.
There's no way Andy Reed gets that woman.
Yeah.
She is hot. Andy Reed's wife is hot.
I still think Niners, Rich.
Yes?
Yes, I'm going to go with the Niners.
Okay. And so Bert, you're going? We're gonna make it.
I'm going Niners.
That's four Niners.
No, I don't like
Kittle
that. I don't
over
like
the middle.
Now the Niners are gonna lose because anytime you go into a show and everyone picks one team,
yeah, you're right.
Everyone else.
It happened this year.
Change?
We all picked picked the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, to beat the Green Bay Packers and then
that was
the Green Bay Packers won.
Yeah, and then the Packers, ugly. You know, social media site just like starts clowning you, right?
I mean, that's I didn't see that.
It happens all the time. To
oh,
the point where
bullshit.
Whenever on game day morning, whenever all four of us or when all four or five of us choose the same team, we say if this is going to be used against us later, at least we want a good photograph because sometimes I'll have a screen grab and one of us have their eyes closed. So we now pose and smile because at least we want the picture to be what we like it to be. So. I'm just telling you that since you're an analyst.
I'm just thinking right now.
He needs some tips.
Are you wavering now?
With these Chiefs win, then they're tickling on our success.
Don't worry about it, man.
You got to think. Look, a quarterback with a chip on the shoulder, and they're doing that to Mahomes, making him the villain. It's dangerous, I think. And I don't know anything about sports. I just know about life.
I love it.
And I love that dude.
All right. You guys have to go. I've been told your people are pulling you.
No.
They're pulling you.
Why
Bounty wants more.
And I'm comfortable.
I have an 8-time Entertainer of the Year who's kind enough to stop by.
And let's sing campfire songs with Kenny Chesney.
That's
all of us crisscross applesauce. Kenny Chesney.
No shoes.
Sing a song.
Kenny.
No shirt.
It's coming on right now.
Oh, shirt.
How you doing, man?
Good to see you, man.
Yes, good to see you, brother.
What's up, pal?
Good to
see you. We're going to take a break. We're back with Kenny Chesney. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Yes,
appreciate
thank you, Rich, for having
it. Gronk and Edelman, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Kenny.
All right, we're back live here.
Are we live?
Yeah, we are.
No, don't leave. Give
do we have live mics?
All right, one second. We'll give you one second, Bert.
It's Kenny Chesney.
Oh!
You are the brand, brother.
Let's go, baby.
You are everything about this. Rick, where are you?
I'm right here.
Come on,
Rich. This is the man right here.
I know.
And I say this, when we talk about the legacy of having fun, and I love you, brother. The legacy of having fun, it trickles down, but it starts with you. You are the man. I am such. This is a dream scenario, and I'm telling you, I'm gonna.
Is this the Bert thing? Is
Kenny,
this
Kenny,
hit that.
Are we doing? Brother, my God,
yes.
Brother,
we all hit it already.
Hit it.
Yeah, to the face. Let's go.
To the face.
To the face.
Pass it around. Kill the bottle. Kill the bottle.
All right, let's
Tommy.
Go.
Oh, we're running
that
a train.
That wasn't even
boys.
A shot.
Welcome to the Super Bowl, Roku.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Rich, you're going to be hammered on your show.
I get the backwash. I love it.
Yeah, Edelman's last.
That's how he does it.
Finish it.
There's like a sip left.
There you go.
Yeah, baby. Kel. God bless.
God bless you. Rich Eisen, thank you so much.
Rich, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Bert Kreischer. Spike that.
Morosos, thank you for that.
Rich, thank you, man. Thank you. You as well.
I'm going to hit you up.
Anytime.
Thanks for coming, friend.
Bailey's out there.
I'm going to hit the mic.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, man. Love you. All right. Thank you, guys. What do you want me? Thank you, brother. I don't know how I'll follow that.
We'll figure it out.
I think you may have cost me and Chris.
All right, very good. We're off mics. Now we're back on our radio mics. All right, we're here on the Roku channel. That's how you do it, guys.
Wow, that was fun.
Well, we'll follow it up. Our radio audience is about to return right here live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was a 54-year-old man when that segment started. I'm now 80. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, Radio Network. Look who's joining us right now is Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura and Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman just left. The 8-time Entertainer of the Year, his 20th album, Born, is going to be released March 29th. A nationwide tour kicks off in April. 23 stadium concerts this tour, taking his total stadium plays to over 200. The legendary Kenny Chesney here on the Rich Eisen
Show. That's crazy. I didn't even know that stuff.
You didn't know that? No. I'm informing you.
I did not. Good to see you, man.
Pleasure to see you.
Thanks for having me.
So, come on. Thanks for being here. All right, so let's just jump right into it.
Okay.
Your football team is, which is your football team?
I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
So we didn't have a pro allegiance to anybody. All we had was Tennessee football.
UT, right?
Yeah, and that's how I grew up. And me and my father and my grandfather, we watched UT football religiously.
Right.
You know, so when Keith Jackson came to town, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, but then you grow up and you start on the road and you become friends with people that, you know, Sean Payton's one of my best friends in the world. So
he was here, by the way, hour one.
Is that right?
Yeah, and
I love
chair.
Him. You know, I first met Sean when he was quarterback coach for the Giants.
Yeah.
And then he went to work with Parcells at Dallas. And then when he got the gig in New Orleans, we were already pretty good friends. And I bought a suite at the Superdome just so me and my father could go to the show, I mean, go to the games.
Yeah.
And have something to do together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God, it liked to kill us. I mean, it was so much fun.
I bet. Yeah.
It was so much fun.
One of the loudest stadiums I've ever been in. And I was in the Superdome with NFL Network the night that it reopened after Katrina. Oh. And the night where, you know, Steve Gleason blocked the punt.
Yeah.
Now that's commemorated with a statue out in front.
Yeah.
I've never heard a stadium. I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it. Never heard a stadium that loud.
It was so great. And what Sean did for that community and that team and those
teams. Drew Brees, too.
And Drew Brees and all those guys. So it was such a fun moment of Sean's life, my life, you know. But it was a great thing. Like, me and my father, you know, we didn't – like a lot of sons and fathers probably don't have a lot in common.
Uh-huh.
Except sports and especially football. And that was one of the reasons that I did that, you know. So for a long time, you know, we would go down to New Orleans and I went to all the the Super Bowl that Sean went to, and we had so much fun. Man.
So you adopted the Saints essentially through your friendship.
Yeah, because we didn't have an allegiance at all.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then so I met Andy Reid when he was still coaching at Philadelphia.
Sure.
And so I'm really good friends with Andy, and you know, and I'm really proud that he gets to ring the bell. Try to ring the bell one more time.
Well, I mean, he is what he is doing now with this team, and we talk about Mahomes' numbers and his championships. I mean, Andy Reid is now in the pantheon of Tom Landry, in the pantheon of Don Shula, like, and obviously Belichick is in front because of his tenure with Brady in New England, but Andy Reid's in this conversation.
And it's not by accident. You know, it's not. I mean, of course, he has one of the best players on the planet. If this was 1 or 2 years, you could say it was an act. But no, this is, you know, Andy Reid is a great football coach, great person, and I couldn't be prouder for him.
And I imagine Peyton Manning is one of your guys too.
Yeah, I met Peyton when he was still in college at Tennessee.
Right.
You know, so Peyton and I've been friends a very long time. Peyton Manning used to, you know, before there was a social media presence in the world and before everybody documented every single thing.
Yeah.
There was 2 summers where Peyton, it was like his rookie year with the Colts, and then the next year, he literally went out on a bus on tour with us and on the bus for like a couple weekends, and we would have one extra guy on stage. He would be up there with a guitar, and the audience would be looking around, going, oh, that guy looks familiar. You know, and then I would introduce him as Peyton Manning, and people would go crazy. Yeah. That just shows you how different this our social climate is now compared to then. It was a long time ago. But Peyton used to go out there on the road with us, and he wasn't even plugged in. Mm-hmm. Like, he had a guitar over his shoulder, you know. It was all in good fun, but he wasn't even plugged in. He wouldn't even change chords, you know. Like, we couldn't even fake it. Like, you know, you had to change a chord during a song, and Peyton would stay in the same spot the whole time. Everybody knew he wasn't plugged in.
For a guy who's known for changing plays, you
that's
know.
That's right.
You can't change chords.
Yeah. He can't. he just kept it one spot.
No audibles when
None.
He's playing guitar.
No.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny. Kenny Chesney is here on the Rich Eisen show. So who were your idols growing up?
Like, oh, well, I had a lot. You know, I had my musical idols.
Yeah, who were they?
You know, I loved Bruce Springsteen. I just loved. But what's interesting is I didn't know the genius of him until I started trying to create my own songs and write songs, right? So then you realize how hard that is and how hard it is finding commonality with people. So for those reasons alone, I've always loved Bruce as a writer and as what he gives of himself, which is everything up there on stage.
Yeah.
And that's where I went, okay, you're either going to try to do it like that or not do it at all.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so that's where we kind of, you know, you see that. And when I first saw them, I couldn't believe it.
Have you ever been able to express that to Bruce?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's so, you know, you go out on the road, Rich, and you start to see your dreams come true, and you go down your own journey, and then you meet these people and you become friends with them. That's been the craziest thing for me, is to even know Andy Reid or Bruce Springsteen, you know, and to be able to have and tell them what they mean to you and how they may have shaped your journey, you know, without them even knowing it. And that's been an amazing thing.
So who else? Keep going.
Well, I mean, like in sports.
Uh-huh.
I mean, me and my dad, you know, dad loved Mickey Mantle, but way before, and I loved, you know, my father was a coach, so I really looked up to my father also.
Mm-hmm.
But in football, I mean, I still loved watching Dan Marino throw the football. I love, even though, you know, he won a lot of games, never was here, but I really looked up to him as a kid. There was a guy that played, because he played at Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and went to the Patriots. That's the reason that I really, as a kid, if I had a pro allegiance, it went to the Patriots, because there was a guy, I don't know if you remember, his name was Stanley Morgan.
Of course.
And Stanley Morgan played at Tennessee.
Right? Right. Yeah.
And I loved him. Wore number 21 at Tennessee and then went to the Patriots.
Yep.
And so it was those things like that that I just... You know, my brain was everywhere with music and sports.
You got to meet Brady? Did you ever talk
to him? Oh, yeah. I've met Tom a couple times, you know. But, you know, it was later, you know. And so I didn't really – of course, he's a – you look up to Tom. But as a kid, you know, I just had so many people that took my imagination everywhere, you know.
Yeah. Kenny Chesney here on the Rich Eisen Show, Boys of the Fall. Multiple week number one song, remains the quintessential anthem for high school football players and programs across America. Tell me about that one, Boys of the Fall.
Boys of the Fall was, speaking of Sean Payton, was a song I put out, I think it was 2010?
2010.
Yeah.
Right after the Saints won it.
That's right. And so I reached out to Sean and I said, look, we're gonna shoot this clip. We're going to shoot this video for Boys of the Fall. It's about high school football.
Yeah.
And it's just about, you know, the family of it all. I said, I want you to go to your high school, where you went. It was in Illinois somewhere. I forgot mm-hmm. the name of the high school. But I want you to give a pregame speech to the team that you played for.
Yeah.
And it wasn't written. We didn't script anything. And to hear him give that pregame speech shows you why he is brilliant at what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, it was off the top of his head, and I was stunned at what he said. And if that don't get you ready to play football, nothing does. You know, but Sean was a big part of that. And that led to us doing an actual 30-30-esque thing for ESPN called Boys of Fall. And it led to it. Rich, all of a sudden, I found myself going and sitting in the homes of all these people like John Madden and Bobby Bowden and Nick Saban and and talking about just the game. And that's what the, so the song was more than just a song. It just, and Sean helped me do all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So next thing, it was crazy. It was just such a huge chapter of my life, that song was.
Do you have a prediction for the game, Kenny Chesney?
Well, I saw a crazy stat this morning where Mahomes, when he's an underdog, is some obscene number, his record. It's like 10-2. Of not covering, but winning the game.
Right.
So it's just impossible to bet against them. I mean, I'm taking, is the line 2 today? I don't
what
know.
What is it, Chris?
What's the line today?
2.5, so.
It's hard.
But just straight up, what do you think?
I think Chiefs. They're just too hot of a team.
And Andy Reid would be back-to-back?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And it's that's
3-4.
So I mean, it's just an unbelievable thing to, you know, especially for someone that you're friends with, to know that they have left their mark on a game like that. My God.
Do you know what Andy Reid's favorite song of yours is for him? Does he told you that?
Well, he's done. I have my own radio station on Sirius XM called No Shoes Radio, and Andy Reid was actually a guest DJ on it once. And so he, as you would imagine, he goes on and on and on about Boys of Fall and what it means to him. And so that, I'm pretty sure if you ask him, it's that.
Dude, how cool is that?
Yeah, that was really
Andy
cool.
Andy Reid is a guest DJ?
He was a guest DJ on my radio station and did a hell of a job. I mean, I was impressed.
Like what? He would lead? Would he hit the?
Give him an hour. So let's just say if somebody does it, we'll have my guy. You know, you do it over. He'll either come to you, and you. It's not live.
Yeah, that's right, sure.
You do a bunch of stuff. You edit it down, and so he talks about all of his favorite songs. He talks about what they play in the stadium pregame, about coming to shows of mine and other people that he loves going to shows to. And he did a really incredible job.
Long distance dedications? His mom?
Yeah. Just, who did that? Casey Kasem.
Casey
right.
Kasem.
Oh, my God.
This one goes out.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. KennyChesney.com for dates and tickets for the nationwide tour, Sun Goes Down 2024 tour. You are the best, man.
Man, thanks for having me.
Are you kidding me?
I really appreciate it. I
really,
do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hour 3 coming up in Vegas. We're still here on the Roku channel. Honestly, when our guest list came out, your name just jumped off. And there are people here who are just like, listen, we're not really fanboys or fangirls, but I got to get a picture with fill in the blank.
I'm glad
it was Kenny Chesney. It is you.
Well, come see us this summer sometime.
Yeah. And you were a great dude. So
you,
I appreciate you for coming on. And are you wearing Jumpman's? Is that what
he's
you
wearing
are?
Jordans. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I got Fords. My kicks. What are you talking about?
Yeah. What you got on right now?
Well, these are my Jordan Air Jordans here.
Okay.
These are fours.
Thank you.
He's got my fours
Thank you,
on,
Kenny.
I got ones on. He's got twos.
Because Sebastian Maniscalco was here earlier, and he said once you reach a certain age, you shouldn't wear Jordans anymore. But we took offense to that.
Come on.
And I'm glad you're here representing.
There you go.
They look great.
Brand new, too.
Kenny Cash, do you have a haiku? Do you still do haikus?
Haikus?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you know? How did you know that?
How did I know that? Because we met years and years and years ago after a concert, and you told me that you were the master of the haiku, and you used
to... Well, there's a... I can't believe you. I told you my haiku story.
You told me a haiku. I don't
remember
it.
There was this girl that I was trying to get to go out with me, right? Uh-huh. And she was an English teacher, and I said, what can I possibly do? You know, she wouldn't say yes, and she goes, if you write me a haiku, I'll go out with you.
Oh.
And then, of course, I'm not an English major, so I had to go see what a haiku was. So it's 17 syllables, not any more, not a syllable less, not a syllable more. So I wrote this down and gave it to her, and she was stunned. So it goes, I cannot believe, were you?
Yeah.
Catch of the day, glass of Merlot. One feeds the body, one feeds the soul.
Oh.
17 syllables. I gave it to her and she couldn't believe it.
So the one syllable she said hopefully was yes, not no.
Yes, it was. Yes. I can't believe you remember that story. I can't believe I told you.
You're the best, Kenny Chesney. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, pal.
Hour 3 coming up. Greg Olson, Chris Berman.
We'll be right back.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
And here's Lil Yachty with Tierra Whack.
I've never been to a fashion show. I never did any Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and I'll tell you why. Because I would always go to events and people would say to me, oh man, Yachty, man, I love your music, bro. And she'd be like, what song? At the time, I didn't love my music. I would feel like I'm in a room with all these artists and they all respect each other. And I feel like no one respects me.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.